Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So, guys, I got a story here that comes from, I think this is a Villages?
The Villages.
A Florida man is accused of illegally entering a home, making a huge mess, and taking some juicy juice out of a woman's fridge. No, that's the juicy. It's literally called juicy juice. I'm not making this up. It's not like, you know. Sunday afternoon, police were called. They said they were, Christopher Gianfrancesco. He was running, trying to get inside another home, according to the arrest report. He entered the victim's home through an unlocked sliding glass door. He went through the drawers, but I want to get to the juicy juice. Police said that Gianfrancesco also took two containers of juicy juice, two of them, tropical and apple flavored. I love that they were very concise. Thank you, Florida Police, for giving me the information that I actually did want. I'm not even joking. I'm not being sarcastic. I am very grateful for that, because I'm like, if you're going to steal, like, make it a good one. The tropical one, yay, apple. So they said that he took both of those, her juicy juices, and drank them. He drank her juicy juice. So he was clearly did not have permission to be in the home. He was booked on $10,000 bond today. You know, I love. Like, that's, I just, like, what, you couldn't go anywhere else and get that? I don't know. A Florida man described high as redacted, headbutted a car window, and flopped out of the car during a high-speed chase and tried to climb a tree. He sounds smart. Yeah. As if the forehead tat didn't give it away. The lengthy high-speed chase ended with a Florida man crashing through a fence before he broke one of his car windows, dove on the ground. It was all caught on a dash camera. Marion County deputies, God love them. Tyler Faye Consolo. He ran a red light, wasn't able to maintain the lane, flops out of the car. I mean, oh my gosh. They had to deflate his tires and everything. But he did try to hop over a fence and climb a tree, but they were able to detain him without violence. So, yeah, that... what do you think he's going to hide from them in the tree? I don't understand this. Like, they're following you. Like, they see you up there. You know, Kel-Tec has always been about public safety and self-defense, and the Kel-Tec P15 is no exception. Whether you prefer the polymer or metal version, this reliable, compact, lightweight is the perfect go-to. The P15 polymer is the lightest, slimmest, double-stack, concealed carry 9mm on the market at only 14 ounces unloaded, and loaded holds 15 plus one rounds. This little beauty has tritium and fiber optic front sight and fully adjustable fiber optic rear sights. You get all of the same great modern sights, great trigger, and excellent capacity in the P15 metal with a metal frame for a true vintage look and feel, and classic wood grips for a classic comfortable feel. Both have the same game-changing Kel-Tec innovation in quality, reliability, and performance. For public safety and self-defense, make the P15 your concealed carry go-to. Learn more at KeltecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Kel-Tec, 30 years of innovation to help secure your world. Visit KeltecWeapons.com today. KeltecWeapons.com.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
Yeah. Your mom took it upstairs. I have to call him. He took it up when I switched out the picture. I'll call him.
I don't want you to do a damn thing. I want you to have a brain. I want you to have read it. I want you to say, Congresswoman, it was such and such date. That's what I want. That's the kind of stamp that I want to have. So some stupid other mother did it, and I don't have the information. Nobody sent me the information. I need to ensure my schedule, and, you know, if Google did it, app did it, Space did it, and nobody knows a damn thing in my office. Okay? Nothing. I gave it to you. Your job was to get it on the calendar.
She is as big as her teeth, man.
Send me the information back saying, Congresswoman, I made sure that the Ovide Duncan Tell event that you gave me for so-and-so date at 7 is on the calendar.
So this is Texas Representative Sheila Jackson Lee going off on her staff members, saying that they are blanking idiots who serve no blank purpose. Nobody gives a blank what you're doing. She called them two blank, big blank children. Oh, man. She's got a very smart vocab, I've got to say. Is anybody surprised by that?
No.
I love these people who dress like church grannies, and then they like talk like the people who sell meth behind like an old 7-Eleven in the derelict part of town. You know what I'm saying? Like she looks like she just took her hat off for church when she shows up for work. But man alive, she apparently hates everybody that works with her. Whoo, man. So who was it that came out with it? Was it Houston Chronicle that came out with this first? That had the audio first? Ooh, she has, you know, she has been in that seat since 1995. I was in high school.
Dang, really?
I was in high school when she was in that seat, when she first got in that seat. That's how long? Jiminy Christmas. It's in these times, I got to say. So one of the things that I enjoy doing greatly, and I'm casual, I'm a casual player, is I like video games. And I've been into, they just released, some of you are like, wait, what? Or where are you going? Just bear with, shush, shush. So, because I don't like watching a lot of television, because most television is garbage. And I cannot stand, like I tried watching, Follow the House of Usher, the new Netflix. Oh, it's garbage. I didn't even get 20 minutes into it. It's just absolute POS. And it's not even actually true to actually the Fall of the House of Usher. They try to basically take the skeleton of that story and then cram all the other post stuff into it. It's garbage. Anyway, moving on. So one of the things that I like is I'll play video games, and they released, and I'm not a PC gamer because I grew up playing Doom and a lot of other titles on PC. And so I did my time there grinding. So now I like console. So I have Xbox. And they released the Warhammer Darktide. And I've been waiting for this because I played Vermintide. And I'm very excited. I was very excited for Warhammer Darktide. And I've been trying to tell Kane about all of the virtues of playing Warhammer Darktide. First off, it's super goth. If you're unfamiliar with the universe, super goth. Graphics are great. Gameplay is great. The classes are just, like, you know, phenomenal. For those of you who don't know, the classes, like, you can be different. You can pick a different type of character. And it's all designed to be, like, co-op. So that's one of the things that we do in our families. We will all literally couch co-op. But if you have like your squad together, you can like hold it down. And I'm trying to get Kane, because I need a reliable zealot. I'm trying to get Kane. I'm a psyker class, which I don't know why people complained about it, because it's an epic class. I just think people didn't know how the hell to play it. And, you know, my oldest son's an Ogryn. You know, Chris will play as like he's kind of like, a coverage support character, the veteran class, like, similar to Psyker. I need a reliable zealot. I got so many people that match up with that don't know how to play their character. No, I'm not telling you my handle. Trying to get Kane to play this damn game so he can squat up, and he's like, and I'm going to make fun of him, and this is going to make start a fight, but he wants to play Rocket League, which is cards that play soccer.
That's
go ahead,
true.
Come at me.
But the cars also fly, and you can
it's
blow
cars
up,
that play soccer.
Blow up other cars.
I've never even Googled this. Let me look at that.
Fun game. What, Rocket League?
Uh huh. No, because I just immediately didn't like the
name of it. Crapping all over Rocket League.
Yep,
you don't even know what it is.
Yeah, exactly. You told me what it was, and I immediately didn't like it.
Gosh.
Oh, I like it less now. Yeah, I mean,
haven't played. But my thing was, I haven't played.
Are you kidding me? This is like glorified Mario Kart, dude.
Glorified Mario.
I'm sorry. You've got to play Warhammer.
What's wrong with Mario Kart?
Nothing, but okay. It's not this. This is not
glorified.
It's a giant. Are you serious? A giant soccer ball with a car?
Yes, with several cars. What do you mean?
I think Kane tries to play the least stressful things out there to chill himself.
Yeah,
is that what it is?
I'm kind of zen-like when I'd leave here.
You could be zen-like as a zealot class too in Darktide.
Can I though?
You could totally.
But my thing was, I haven't played a first person shooter game in forever, and I would just be berated by you like you do daily here because I don't play.
No, I don't do daily, just whenever it comes up.
Yeah, which is daily. And so I would probably be just bullied out of the squad.
No. You'd probably, you know what? Because you're so chill, you'd probably, and you'd be like level, and you'd be consistent. So you'd power up pretty quick. You'd like level up pretty quick. And then you could be a reliable zealot class, because I need that very badly.
Yeah.
In my squad.
I mean, that's a more compelling argument you just made there.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
See, you could totally do that. I need that zealot class. I'm going to brainwash you if I have to. I need that for my squad. It's all about the health of the squad, man. I need a reliable zealot, dude.
All right. Let me see what I can do. I'll adjust a few things.
Oh, what? Because, Steve, I don't know if I'm going to be able to talk DJ Fun Uncle into doing this. And I think Juan thinks we're crazy. So I don't know. I feel like he might be too far beyond being prevailed upon to do it. Like,
what's the last first-person shooter game that Steve's played?
Steve, yeah, what is that?
I couldn't even tell you. I have no idea.
Oh, okay. All right. That's all right. All right. We'll talk more. I'm just saying. So you're telling me that...
There's a chance? I'm telling
there's
you.
Not a there's not a chance until you're like committed.
I'm telling
and then I'm
you
like, okay.
A chance.
So many of America's colleges and universities today are less concerned with critical thinking than with indoctrination. So it's no wonder that so many young Americans embrace cancel culture or deny free speech to conservatives and celebrate terrorism. I'm happy to report that there is an American college where students debate ideas openly and honestly, where they pursue truth together with their professors, and where America's great heritage of liberty is studied and revered, Hillsdale College. Hillsdale College continues its original mission of offering the kind of serious liberal arts education needed to preserve the blessings of civil and religious liberty across the land. At Hillsdale College, students grow in heart and mind by studying timeless truths in a supportive, dedicated community. To learn more about the mission of Hillsdale College, visit Dana4Hillsdale.com. There you will find a short video showing you how Hillsdale's work is effective in defending American liberty, not only on its Michigan and Washington, D.C. campuses, but across the nation. Take some time to watch today at Dana4Hillsdale.com. That's Dana4Hillsdale.com. Hillsdale College. Developing minds, improving hearts.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So I read this story over the weekend and I thought about it. It makes a lot of sense. Apparently, airlines use this thing called calculated misery to make flying as unpleasant as possible for people who don't want to pay for extras like baggage and boarding, things that were once free that are now no longer free. I mean, it was dubbed by Time Wu for the New Yorker. It's an effort by airlines to force customers to pay for these extra services. And they said in 2022, 8 airlines made, like, for instance, $4.2 billion in revenue on seating alone. On baggage fees alone, they raked in $5.3 billion. So the psychology behind it is they make it as unpleasant as possible for you if you want to... if you don't want to pay for things like, you know, your baggage or an extra board, just basic stuff that used to be free and customary as part of boarding or flying. And now it's going to cost you. That to me is just wild. No one cares about the Taylor Swift Chiefs thing. I don't care. I can think of a number of things that I'd rather do, including being set on fire, than having anything to do with this story. And I think so much of it is staged and it looks so fake. And other chicks out there know, like, you can spot fake chicks. And I just feel like she's such a fake chick. F-A-C, fake ass chick. Car owners are falling behind on payments at the highest rate on record because everybody's broke. But hey, you know what? Joe Biden's going to make you buy an EV and give all that money to China, right? Because you got to have your EV. It's very important that you do things that make the greenies feel good about their virtue signaling. Parents want to track phones and monitor their teenagers' moves. It's not new. It was a new study that was taken. They feel safer now. They have the apps.
He not going nowhere now.
Stick with us. We got a lot more on the way.
Hold up.
So Minneapolis.
Hold up. He not going nowhere now.
Pro-Hamas protesters blocked a highway, and then a very confused old dude who was not part of any kind of anti-Gaza or anti-Hamas protest. He was just driving. He drove into it. There's drone footage of this. So the protesters, the pro-Hamas protesters on the ground, they tried lying to the media like Hamas did and tried to say, oh, no, this guy just drove through. You can see there's like drone footage that's like minutes, like, you know, several minutes long. And you can see, because there's other cars and there's traffic, the guy, as he's approaching, he sees people in the road and there are cars behind him. And he's like very hesitant. He doesn't want to pull up. He has no idea what's really happening. And he can't back up and turn around because there's other cars there. And he does not want to pull up to the intersection. Turns out he was this old man who was confused and had no idea what was going on. And all of a sudden sees people in the roadway and he is trying to get through. And the pro-Hamas violent rioters, they attack him. They attack his car. They attack him. And they act like they're all hard asses. Like, oh, we see you. We see you. You guys are a bunch of pansies. Beating up old men and blocking down highways. Welcome back to the show. Dana Lash here, bottom of this third hour. And amongst them, amongst one of the people who was there involved in all of it, is Minneapolis City Council candidate Zach Metzger. Zach Metzger was a part of it. And he looks bad. It looks bad. I mean, and they're like, oh, it's a rally. Was it? No, it was a pro-Hamas riot, a violent riot. And they had cops called on them repeatedly because of reports of like assaults and apparently other disturbances. I mean, when you're trying to damage someone else's private property, and like the guy was trying, he had to end up having to drive over a crosswalk. There were no injuries. No one was trying to, and they were apparently firing off guns and all kinds of stuff as they were out in the street rioting for Hamas. That's insane. First off, don't block highways. I think if you're trying to block a roadway as a protester, you're volunteering to become a speed bump. If you don't want to volunteer to become a speed bump, then get your ass out of the road. If your parents didn't teach you that, fate will. And this guy, and he was just so confused. There's all this video because they think that, I don't know. They were taking video of them attacking him. Huh. Where did we just have a story about that? Like earlier in the program. But they had this guy who's there, he wants to be on Minneapolis City Council. He was there. Zach Metzger, terrorizing this old man. What does that do? What does that have to do? Tell me where in your freedom and in your freedom for this ethnicity that pro-Hamas people have tried to conjure up into existence. How does that benefit? What about raping children and burning them and burning women alive and killing people? Where is your fight for freedom in that? Where's your fight for freedom in this roadway, blocking the highway and terrorizing an old man?
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.